President Trump has returned from Scotland to face more questions about Jeffrey Epstein.
This is a story the president says he would like to die down. He even called his own supporters, quote, weaklings, for focusing on his administration's decision to stop releasing information about the late sex offender with past ties to many rich and famous people, including Trump. But Trump himself keeps discussing this story he says he doesn't like. On Air Force One yesterday, the president told reporters about his falling out with Epstein some two decades ago, and he said he kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago in Florida for stealing employees from the club spa.
When I heard about it, I told him, I said, listen, we don't want you taking our people, whether it was spa or not spa. I don't want him taking people. And he was fine. And then not too long after that, he did it again. And I said, out of here.
To spa or not to spa. All of this came as imprisoned Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell told lawmakers that she would speak with them in exchange for immunity.
NPR congressional correspondent Claudia Grisales has been following this. So let's start with Maxwell and her potential testimony before Congress. Where does that stand?
Good morning, A. Her lawyers wrote to the House Oversight Committee yesterday saying she would invoke her Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination or not testify at all. But they said there was a path to make this testimony happen. First, give her immunity, and second, delay the testimony to after Supreme Court action on her case. Now, Supreme Court does not reconvene again until October, and it's not even clear they'll take up her case. Committee Chairman James Comer issued the subpoena last week saying he wanted to conduct the interview about 2 weeks from today. The committee, however, quickly responded to Maxwell's attorneys yesterday to say immunity is off the table, but they did not rule out a delay.
So that Comer subpoena, then how does that play into the controversy around the Epstein case?
Well, as we know, Republicans are eager to put this behind them. After all, the House left early for their August recess to avoid votes on this issue. That said, they hope new efforts like the Maxwell interview will appease these demands for more information from their base. But we should note this subpoena for Maxwell already came with a lot of turmoil for the party, and they've struggled to move past this Epstein story.
Yeah, President Trump can't seem to shake questions about Jeffrey Epstein. They've fallen to Scotland and all the way back. So what else did he say yesterday?
Right. Our colleague, White House correspondent Frank Ordonez, asked Trump if the workers Epstein hired away from Mar-a-Lago were young women. Initially, Trump said he wouldn't answer, but then did confirm this was the case.
That story's been pretty well out there. And the answer is yes, they were.
It's unclear exactly when Trump's fallout with Epstein over these employees took place, but he's repeatedly said their friendship ended before Epstein's 2006 indictment.
Yeah, and President Trump was also asked about one victim in particular, Virginia Giuffre. What can you tell us about that?
Right. He shared that the young women taken by Epstein were spa workers and may have included Giuffre, who died by suicide earlier this year. Giuffre advocated for sex trafficking victims. She marked one of the more high-profile victims who escaped and fought Epstein in the courts. And we know she worked at Mar-a-Lago because she talked about it during a 2016 deposition. She said she worked there in 2000 when she was 16. And she said she was a locker room attendant in the spa area and wanted to be a masseuse. So Trump, for the first time, confirmed that connection between her and Epstein. So it's clear, even though the president would like to move on, it's also triggered a new wave of questions that will continue to plague the party.
That's NPR's Claudia Grisales. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.